Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And Jehoahaz besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him. For he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked? For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, Because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, Hew ye down trees, and cast them out against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression and for violence to do it. In thee have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dwelt by oppression with the stranger. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Moreover, the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression, to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered every man from his possession.